Two scriptures this morning, the first one being from the book of Isaiah, 12th chapter, verses 2 through 6. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my might. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. And you will say on that day, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known his deeds among the nations. Proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. And let this be known in all the earth. Shout aloud and sing for joy, O royal Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. And the second scripture this morning is from the book of Luke, the first chapter, verses 46 to 55. Listen to the magnificent of Mary, one of the great, great poems in the Bible. And Mary said, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to all of his descendants forever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
There's one announcement I left out. I'd be remiss in not thanking all of you for the donations of these lovely poinsettias up here and to the worship committee for arranging them so nicely. So thank you all. Let us pray. O Lord God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be found acceptable in your sight. Amen. So it is Christmas Eve, and it's also the fourth Sunday of Advent on the church calendar. And the real question that's out there is, have you finished your Christmas shopping yet? There's still time when you leave church today to go shop and be back for our 7 o'clock service tonight. I was out earlier this week doing some last-minute shopping. One of the stops I made was at a local bookstore. And as I passed the magazine rack, I noticed a headline on the cover of one of the magazines. It read, "The Search for Joy." And I said to myself, wow. Wow, this is a message from God. For God surely knew that my sermon this morning was going to be on the subject of joy. And so he arranged to have me walk by that magazine stand and see that magazine headline. And somewhere in that magazine was my sermon all written out for me. I was sure of it. Well, I wasn't completely sure. I didn't actually buy the magazine first. I'm a rather cautious person, and so I thumbed through it just to see what this sermon might say before I actually bought the magazine. To my dismay, there was nothing in the table of contents to suggest a sermon on joy. There were articles on home decor, on latest fashion trends, special meals that you could make at Christmas, where to travel this Christmas season. But I could find no article on joy. I flipped back and forth through the pages of the magazine until I finally found something on joy. There it was in the letter from the editor that was towards the beginning of the magazine. So I thought, here it is. Kind of a strange place to put it, God, but I'm ready. I'll read it here. And then I looked at this letter from the editor, and what I discovered was is that the editor had asked the magazine staff to submit to her the things that brought them joy. So one woman on the staff said that the botanical gardens brought joy. Another said that a glass of Chardonnay on a sunset boat cruise brought her joy. One man said stopping at the top of a beautiful ski slope brought him joy. And then there was the woman who said she got joy from tracking her daughter's daily movements on her phone app. And I wondered how old her daughter was and whether she knew. But alas, I found no sermon on joy. And like the headline on the cover of the magazine, I was still searching for joy. What I did find this week was an interesting story. Story told of a large family that went camping at one of our national forests. After telling the older children to watch the younger ones, the parents concentrated on unpacking the car and setting up the camp. At mealtime, they called their children together and everyone came except Sally. The blonde, blue-eyed little three-year-old was missing. The family immediately began to search for the missing child. They called out her name and looked about in every direction, but it was all to no avail. In desperation, the father dived into the nearby river and searched along the bottom. As the hours passed, other campers came to help look for little Sally. Finally, at dusk, they found her frightened but unharmed in the bottom of a ravine. Everyone rejoiced that she was safe, but little Sally expressed best the mood of the hour. When at that night, when her father tucked her into the sleeping bag, she suddenly said, "Gee, Daddy, aren't you glad you found me?" Aren't you glad you found me? Here in the simplest form is the joy that is Christmas, that God found us and was glad. God finds us in the very depths of where we are, helping to lift us out so that we might stand on our tiptoes and feel the joy, the true joy of being in the presence of the Holy One. Years ago, an Alabama high school newspaper published an article entitled, "Christmas, What Meaning Does It Hold for the World?" And it read like this: "Christmas is sleigh bells and snow and the smell of evergreens. Christmas is big white packages tied with red bows. Christmas is a tree strung with lights and tinsel and dotted with ornaments with an angel on top. Christmas is parents complaining about the bills. Christmas is silent night and joy to the world and chimes and church bells. Christmas is a mailbox full of cards every day. Christmas is signs above store windows and silver trees and blue lights. Christmas is red and green everywhere. Christmas is long white ropes of popcorn. Christmas is angels' hair and church plays with boys in purple bathrobes and girls wrapped in sheets with silver halos. Christmas is laughing children trying to be good once a year. Christmas is last-minute shopping and piles of ribbons and tape and scissors. Christmas is decorations everywhere and hiding presents. Christmas is 2 weeks off from school. Christmas is all the smells and sights and traditions, all of the excitement and happiness and anticipation of the most wonderful season of the year. Christmas is everything except what it started out to be. There is truth in the words of these Alabama high schoolers. We do put a lot on Christmas, don't we? It is supposed to be all these things that we usually think of when we hear of the word Christmas. We expect Christmas carols and parties and shoppings and decorations and Christmas Eve services. But it is exactly these expectations that can make these days so challenging. These are the things that make us happy at Christmas, and when we can't enjoy these things, we find ourselves adrift. We spend the holidays looking for something and not really finding it. We search for what? Happiness? Satisfaction? Contentment? Success? We aren't really sure, are we? We want this holiday season to be special, and yet all of our attempts to make it special seem to fall short in the end. Even in the best of circumstances, our holiday experience seems to be missing something, and we can't quite put our finger on it. I keep coming back to those Alabama high schoolers. Christmas is everything but what it started out to be. And what exactly did it start out to be? The prophet Isaiah gives us an idea in the passage we read this morning. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid, for the Lord is my strength and my might, and he has become my salvation. Christmas is our salvation, for as Isaiah puts it, great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. The birth of the Christ child became the fulfillment of this prophecy. For in Christ we discover the Holy One is indeed in our midst. It is with this news that we join with Mary and proclaim, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." All that we put on to Christmas, all the fun times are nice. They are events filled with happiness. But Christmas goes at something deeper, something richer than mere happiness. I am particularly touched by the phrase of Isaiah where he writes, "With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation." In a desert land, people had to go to the wells, often deep wells, in order to get the life-sustaining water they needed. So Isaiah uses this image but extends it. We draw not only water from the deep well, but salvation too. And this salvation will be the source of our joy. Joy, the word for today. The dictionary defines joy as a condition of feeling great pleasure or happiness. But when the word is used in the Bible, it is much more than a feeling. It is a statement of our whole human condition. For joy is a gift from God. The author C.S. Lewis, in his spiritual autobiography, Surprised by Joy, defines joy as an unsatisfied desire which is itself more desirable than any other satisfaction. Anyone who has ever tasted it would never, if it were in his power, exchange it for all the pleasures of the world. Thus, joy is something more than pleasure, something more than happiness. It is something God-given. This time of year is filled with many pleasures, wonderful pleasures, pleasures that make this season the most wonderful time of the year. But then, that is the challenge of Advent, isn't it? That we somehow get beyond the earthly pleasures so that we might experience that God-given joy of the season. The great theologian Jürgen Moltmann tells us that real joy must reach us in the depths of where we actually are. It must liberate us from the burden which actually weighs us down. Otherwise, joy remains outside the door and does not enter. When we separate it from all the trappings, all the decorations, all the customs and commercials, Advent is a season that invites us to draw from the deep well of salvation. It is from this deep well that Mary is able to draw out her rejoicing. Mary, in her consent to God's request, had experienced a connectedness with God. God had found her. God had chosen her. And despite all her fears and uncertainties that her pregnancy would bring, she knew that she and this child belonged to God. Christian pastor and author Barbara Brown Taylor wrote, "The only condition for joy is the presence of God. Joy happens when God is present and people know it." Which means it can erupt in a depressed economy, in the middle of a war, or in an intensive care waiting room. So it turns out we really don't find joy at Christmas time. I think it finds us. Maybe all we need during this Christmas season is to become aware that God is present with us. The Holy One is in our midst. God finds us. And all we have to do is open our minds, our hearts, and our eyes to see. Amen.